Hey guys, happy post-Valentine's Day, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast, and we've got a pretty solid post-Valentine's Day kind of show for you today. I'm certainly happy about it. It is also Family Day in most parts of Canada today. So maybe you got the day off work. Maybe you can visit your kitchen for the afternoon. In all seriousness, this is Family Day, a day when you're supposed to, when we're all supposed to, spend time getting closer to our loved ones. And if you live with your loved ones, I'm sure that is a welcome change of pace. Don't forget to Zoom your parents today also. They miss you. I actually much prefer the notion of Family Day and spending real time with your loved ones than that of Valentine's Day, the obligatory candy and all the nonsense. I'm not bitter. At any rate, it's a time of year we reflect on love and maybe even ask ourselves, are we in love? Barbara Josephine Bulat, better known under her moniker, Basha Bulat. I'm butchering that so hard. Basha Bulat grew up in Etobicoke, Ontario, and is currently based out of Montreal, Quebec. Bulat released a new album all the way back in March 2020. Maybe before this show was a thing, actually. The album is called Are You In Love? And I know it's not new content, but Bulat and her album, Are You In Love?, have just been nominated for three Canadian Folk Music Awards. The categories for the nominations are Contemporary Album of the Year, Contemporary Singer of the Year, and English Songwriter of the Year. So way to go, Bulat, for rocking those nominations. In honor of Bulat's nomination, I wanted to share one of my favorite tracks from the album. We're also going to be adding it to the stream on Dropout Radio. It's a great post-Valentine's Day episode song. This is the title track from Bulat's album. This is Are You In Love? By Basha Bulat.
First comes your fear, your laughter and tears, and you shout when you need a name for your doubt. You know what's happening when you feel free. Something small brings you back to your knees, reminds you of secrets you keep. Now that it's happening, could it be like your vision? Visions of destiny, golden sunset you saw on a silver screen. Was it all just a trick, played by chemistry, when there's no other way out? One voice you hear in a crowd, honey, now you're disappears, and who do you want to be found? You go where the music is loud. Do you want a real thief? Do you dream on a night with no sleep? Could somebody make you believe that it was real? Could it be like your visions of death? Golden sunset you saw on a silver screen. Was it all just a trick played by chemistry, when there's no other way out? One voice you hear in a crowd, honey, now you're in love. Fighting electric confusion, your fear, your laughter and tears, and you shout. The music goes 1, 2, 3 when it happens. Oh, and somehow you knew if you let go.
That was Are You In Love by Bashaw Bulat. That was a nice song. The Killer Virgins are an indie punk band from Toronto, Canada, consisting of Samantha Weinstein, Gabriel Corindia, and Drew Brazer. The band released their debut EP, Reboot, in 2019. It's pretty solid. Check it out. Karate Girl is a great, great track on that album. The band has now just dropped a brand new shiny single called Banana, just in time for Valentine's Day post-episode, I should point out. Weinstein, the frontwoman and guitarist for the band, describes the track as a modern-day punk project with an outspoken female perspective. And that, for sure, it is. According to the band's Spotify page, the song was written one night in Toronto on a beer-soaked notepad at a night out. So I would imagine it was written quite a long time ago. This is the new track from Killer Virgins. As I mentioned, it's called Banana. That was Killer Virgins. Awesome, awesome track. You know, I think banana might be a euphemism. Flynn Tanner is a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer from Toronto, Canada. Tanner's style is a blend of alternative, indie rock, and R&B with sort of like a modern synth pop overlay. The blend makes Tanner's music accessible and compelling all at the same time. Tanner has a new single out called Save Me. It's a song the artist wrote during lockdown that explores the isolation that so many of us are dealing with right now. I sat down with Tanner on the internet to chat about his new song and his experience writing music in isolation. Hey everybody, I'm here with Flynn Tanner. Flynn, how are you today, man?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, really happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Are you calling in from Toronto?
You know, I actually just left Toronto about a week ago. I go to school in Boston at Berklee College of Music, so I've relocated down here for a hybrid semester, but basically been in Toronto for the last, since March.
Awesome, awesome. I wanted to ask you about Berkeley, actually, because that's a pretty impressive non-Ivy League, but pretty much Ivy League school. And so you're in Boston right now, so you're obviously able to make that trip and stuff, which is great. I wasn't sure if that was a thing that we were doing. Is that complicated right now?
Yeah, it has been pretty complicated for sure. I mean, taking into account all the, the health restrictions and everything, that being the main priority, my family and I were looking at ways to sort of try and salvage what my last year of college is, balancing that with being safe and everything. So Berkeley decided to do a hybrid semester, which basically means almost everything is closed down except some studios and a couple like ensemble rooms, which are blocked with partitions and social distancing and masks, of course. So it's just kind of a way to be here and get into the studios a little bit and have some of the resources that I've had throughout my regular past 3 years at Berkeley. Just trying to make things work right now. Yeah.
So how is the experience of being at Berkeley for music? Like, that's a pretty big in and of itself accomplishment. And I just wanted to ask how that feels and how that's going.
Yeah, thank you. It's great. It's an amazing school. I started here in the fall of 2017 now. So, my major's been mostly focusing on writing, production, and film scoring. So trying to merge three things that I pretty much wouldn't get the opportunity to study anywhere else, especially the film scoring. That's pretty unique to Berkeley here with sort of scoring stages that they have studio-wise and the teachers who are all working within the industry. It's pretty unique to get this firsthand experience taught to us on how to actually make it in the modern music industry. Berkeley's very focused on the future and how to make a living in the industry, which is kind of key right now in a time where it's tricky to navigate the modern industry, with
For
technology
sure.
rising and all that. So I feel like I'm in the right place to set myself up for a long and fruitful career in music, which is kind of all that I could have hoped for.
Hey, you know what? I wasn't going to ask you this, but I will, because I didn't know if you would be. I was kind of expecting you to be in Toronto, to be honest. But you're boots on the ground, Canadian, in America
sure.
right now. How does it feel to be in America right now?
It's crazy times. I mean, no getting around that, health-wise, political-wise, socially, everything that's going
yeah.
on. I mean, I'm in a studio apartment now. I'm living alone, so I can kind of just basically hunker down all of the time, except when I'll go out to go to a studio, which I have masks. We're getting tested twice weekly at our school. So that part's good because they have access to the testing here. It's pretty readily available, but it's a little unnerving to be here. Like it's been such a tumultuous year and beyond the year, honestly. But
I think being on the planet right now is a little unnerving, but.
Well, that's one thing though. Yeah, we realized that it's such a unstable time around the world, and you can either kind of just go with that or have a mindset where you're trying to be positive about things and make the most of things within certain regulations. So, figure you might as well not waste away a time in which there are still some positives happening, but everyone's just trying to navigate through this right now, myself included.
Out of curiosity, in Boston, for instance, outside, obviously, like it is a lockdown situation, I would assume, given I don't know how serious that is. It's got to be more serious than Ontario is taking it right now, maybe. What is the tone like just with people?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I wasn't sure what to expect leading up to last week when I arrived. But I would say the tone is overall not that different than what I was experiencing in Toronto. What I was experiencing in Toronto was mostly like the four walls of my basement. I wasn't really going out that much. But one thing that's different is that everybody wears a mask outside no matter what. So if I'm walking down the street at night and there's not many people around and I see someone, they'll be wearing a mask, which is something I didn't find in Toronto. We don't seem to put as much stress on outdoor mask wearing. People take that seriously. I'm in downtown Boston too, so it's a pretty forward-thinking area of town, I guess. The mindset's not that different. I was expecting it to be a little bit more, freewheeling kind of, but it's more, a few more things are open, which leaves more responsibility to each individual person to kind of regulate themselves, I think.
So you travel a lot, because I've been creeping on your Instagram all morning to try and figure out questions to ask you. Great abs, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
Because if you haven't checked out Flynn Tanner's Instagram and his abs, you should definitely do that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But you do travel a lot. And how has this past year, I guess now, been for you? Being hunkered down in the base. At least you're above ground now, it appears. So
I know. We're moving up, literally. Yeah, so I mean, it's been odd. Yeah, I do love to travel. What you may be referencing partially is I got to spend a semester abroad in Valencia. You can see my Valencia flag in the background there.
Nice.
Through Berkeley, they have a campus over there. So that was wonderful, spending 4 or 5 months in Spain with a bunch of great friends. And then after that, I went around Europe traveling to like 10 or 12 different cities and countries. So that was amazing. That was kind of just a solo trip. Got to experience everything like not a year before the entire world shut down. So I'm so grateful that I got to go out at like 20
just
years
like
old.
Right in by the buzzer, right?
Right in, yeah. Something that may like never really be able to fully happen again. Just traveling, you know, staying in hostels, meeting people, that kind of thing. I imagine we'll be able to get back to traveling, but it may be in some kind of different form. So that was an amazing experience, and I feel blessed to have done that. Since the pandemic hit, yeah, it's been a lot of time at home. I feel also very lucky to have a great home situation, like get along really well with my two parents. We got a dog who's an amazing dog. So we all just kind of hang out, play sports and stuff together in the home, like listen to music. So it's pretty good in that sense. But it takes a toll, as everyone knows, just staying home and not seeing people. So, you know, you take the good and the bad. I'm grateful for the home situation I have, but it's going to feel good to get back out whenever that comes.
So we're going to listen to Save Me.
Nice.
Which is a song that you wrote during the past year, and it's sort of about your experience in isolation. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the process of writing that?
For sure, yeah. So I wrote it in over the summer, actually. It's been like almost half a year. In the midst of quarantine and isolation, I have a home studio in my basement with all my instruments and, you know, my speakers and the whole setup. So I produce and mix and write my own stuff. I just sort of came up with the groove of it, which was inspired by some modern sort of pop artists like Harry Styles and Phineas, production-wise, with the sort of 80s synth groove going with the drums and stuff. And then I'm a guitar player at heart, so I throw some guitar stuff over top of that and have sort of a mix of a modern mixed with 80s mixed with some guitar alternative rock stuff. And then from there, I just sort of came out with this phrase, save me from myself because I'm alone inside my house. And that just felt like, this is what's happening right now. I got to write about this. And I kind of just looked at the parallels between being stuck inside your mind and overthinking things and thinking about, oh, am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? What time am I supposed to get there? What shoes should I wear? What shirt should I wear? Just being caught up inside your brain and inside your mind, and then also being literally stuck inside your house. So the house being mine, kind of that whole parallel, and I kind of got caught up with that and mixed it with the sort of dark feeling of the music, and it kind of came together in a time where it feels like it fits.
It certainly does, absolutely. Do you miss playing live shows? Was that a big part of your career up to this point?
Yeah, I definitely miss playing live shows a lot, honestly. As a solo artist, like under my own name, I only really started putting out tracks in 2020 during lockdown. So I have yet to sort of play any of this new music of mine. I have 3 songs out now live, which is kind of interesting to start a whole solo career in the midst of a pandemic. But yeah, I've grown up playing live a lot. I started a band when I was in second grade in Toronto, and we started playing like classic rock tunes from that point on. I played a lot down here as well with really talented singers and musicians. So that's been one of the best experiences of being at Berkeley, is to be able to collaborate and perform live with super talented people. Everybody who's like basically better at their instrument than I am, which is pretty fun because I can just learn from everyone and pick up things. So that's been great. I totally miss playing live and interacting with people and the improvisation that can happen on stage. That's something I'm really looking forward to getting back to.
As you mentioned, you started your first band when you were 7 years old. Is that right?
That's correct.
Awesome. Can you tell me about your first band at 7 years old and how a seven-year-old starts a band?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think the first inspiration kind of struck, it was my three like best friends from the neighborhood and from school, and myself. So we'd all grown up on classic rock music. I was majorly into like AC/DC and Led Zeppelin stuff because my dad is a musician and he's into that stuff as well. He's into a lot of things, but that's kind of what I was into at that point in life. So that's kind of where my head was at. And then I got a guitar for Christmas in my seventh year of life in grade two. And then we just kind of thought, hey, why don't we start a rock band? And my buddy was like, okay, I'll play drums, I'll play keys, I'll play bass. And I was gonna sing and play. So it was kind of, no one else was doing that at our school. And then we played at our school fun fair at the end of that year. And we played Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. That was like our debut song. And me with my prepubescent voice could hit all the Robert Plant notes up high. So it kind of just worked out well. And then honestly, from that point, we started playing a lot, like weekly rehearsals. And then we'd play shows and festivals around the city, clubs and street parties and, all different types of events for the next like 8 or 9 years. So we got a lot of early live experience doing that, which I didn't think about it at the time, but it's really helped me out now, like where I go to play live and I don't feel any, you know, discomfort or nerves or anything because I have just sort of this natural feeling of being up there. So
just second nature at this point.
Yeah, it's just second nature. It's just fun to be up there. So yeah, I don't know, the Burning Boys, we were called. That was a great
the Burning
great
Boys. Is that available on streaming at all?
You could have a look. I think like the 10-year limit of how long things are up is probably passed by now.
So before we listen to Save Me, is there anything that you want people to take away from the song when they're listening to it?
That's a good question. I think one thing is that, and I don't necessarily spin it in this positive way, but it talks a lot about like being stuck inside your mind and stuff like that. But I think it sort of stresses the importance to not get stuck inside your mind, if that makes sense. Like, it's easy to get really caught up thinking about everything, overthinking things, especially when you're alone. But it's sort of important in a time like now to keep contact up, however it is, like whether it's on Zoom or FaceTime or even just texting people, staying online. And that's kind of what's helped me throughout the pandemic is just keeping the connections I already had. It's hard to make new connections when you're in quarantine, but to be able to maintain the relationships that you already have, that's kind of the key to life right now, to keeping sane and to keeping happy is to, you know, maintain the great relationships and friends you have in your life. So though the lyrics don't exactly reflect that positive aspect, I think that's kind of the positive spin on this song.
What is next for Flynn Tanner?
Well, I'm working on more songs kind of all the time. I love to write and record and produce and mix things anytime I have a spare moment. So I'd love to put out an EP. I have three singles out now. I'd love to put out an EP with maybe three or four songs later in 2021 over the summer. So right now I'm at school working with other people a lot, playing on people's tracks, they're playing on my tracks, that type of thing. So a lot of collaboration going, but yeah, ultimately love to have three or four songs out by the summertime.
Awesome sauce. Yeah. And where can we keep up with Flynn Tanner?
Sure. Yeah. My website kind of acts as the host to everything. It's just flynntanner.com. On Instagram, Flynn_Tanner. And then, everything else is kind of on the website there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Flynn. It was awesome hanging out with you.
Thanks a lot. That was a lot of fun.
Everyone, this is Save Me by Flynn Tanner.
Let us go, you and I, when the moon is in the sky. Let us go, don't ask why. There will be time, time, time. look into my eye and step across this line. Empty frame, empty drawer, footsteps echo off the floor, empty boots by the door. It's the 4th of July, but I can't remember why, I can't remember why. Save me from myself, 'cause I'm alone inside my house. Save me from myself, 'cause I'm alone, I'm falling down. I never thought, I never dreamed, I never saw this side of me. Save me, save me, 'cause I'm waiting to be found. Save me, save me, 'cause I'm waiting to be found. Should I stand, should I wait? Measure every step I take, every move I make. I am here, but I never call it fear, so please don't say it here. Save me from myself, 'cause I'm alone inside my house. Save me from myself, 'cause I'm alone, I'm falling down. I never thought, I never dreamed, I never saw this side of me. Save me, save me, 'cause I'm waiting to be found. Save me, save me, 'cause I'm waiting to be found. We have seen, we have seen something in a dream, something still unseen. Myself, 'cause I'm alone inside my house. Save me from myself, 'cause I'm alone, I'm falling down. I never thought, I never dreamed, I never saw this side of me. Save me, save me, 'cause I'm waiting to be found. Save me, save me, 'cause I'm waiting to be found. Save me, save me, and I'm waiting to be found. Yes, I'm waiting to be found, 'cause I'm waiting to be found.
Thanks again to Flynn Tanner for hanging out with me. That is it for the show this week, everybody. If you don't have tickets to the 3rd annual CIMVA's The Show, it's a live stream. They are still available for pay what you can on dropitentertainment.ca. The live stream event is a fancy, fancy tickets only kind of live stream. So go get those ticks. There is some killer talent booked so far for performances. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say right now, so I won't. I am your host, Ben in Toronto. Connect with me on social media at Ben in Toronto and connect with Dropout on social media at Dropout Entertainment. And don't forget to visit Dropout Entertainment online at dropoutentertainment.ca for the best independent Canadian music news and content. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. Remember to keep wearing your mask, folks. And I know you have one. Take care of yourselves this week and keep taking care of each other. Now back to more Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.